James Bond is back. Back with Daniel Craig playing 007 for the fourth time in the new movie Spectre. The actor's contract calls for one more, but after being injured while filming, he's been telling interviewers that he might be ready to move on. Critic Bob Mondello says if Daniel Craig is bored with Bond, you'd never guess from Spectre.
Mexico City, a Day of the Dead festival in full swing, streets crowded with partying skeletons, and director Sam Mendes celebrating the dead in his own way with a nifty little Orson Welles tribute, a Touch of Evil-style tracking shot that has no obvious edits for at least 5 minutes, as it follows Bond and a gorgeous brunette from the parade route into a hotel, up to a room where she settles decoratively on a bed, while he zips out onto a roof ledge. At some point, the director starts cutting as 007 dispatches bad guys, collapses buildings, and flies in an upside-down helicopter. Still, as show-offy starts go, this one ranks with the very best in the series. And if the prize, a ring with an octopusy specter symbol, seems kind of minor for all that mayhem, it does lead nicely into the title treatment. Gorgeous women writhing with octopus tentacles, bullets trailing inky jets, it's everything a Bond fan could wish. And then some, which seems to be the operating aesthetic this time out. Everything you could wish, and then some, for an epically overstuffed 2 hours and 28 minutes. Enough time to pack in a whole bunch of bad guys, from pencil pushers to bodybuilders to Christoph Waltz.
So James, why did you come?
I came here to kill you.
And I thought you came here to die.
An extravagance of exotic locales, from Moroccan meteor craters to a Rome the Eternal City that feels like a racetrack with palazzos. And, of course, a bevy of beauties who do what Bond beauties do.
You're obviously crazy, Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
We are not, in other words, tilling a lot of new ground in Spectre. In fact, the screenplay is pretty consciously tilling old ground. There are shout-outs to all three of Craig's 007 movies, and also to those of his predecessors, including A Battle on a Train, with echoes of camera angles and even a couple of Sean Connery's punches from From Russia with Love. There are hints that the filmmakers also want to be of the moment. Talk of drones and online surveillance drives the plot. But none of it feels especially urgent, even when red digital readouts are counting down to imminent explosions. It might feel more urgent if the writing were tighter, but I suppose if you have lots of villains, locales, homages, and explosions, it's only natural to have lots of words. Miss Moneypenny, for instance, says this early on.
You've got a secret.
And should really leave it there, but goes on to say...
Something you can't tell anyone because you don't trust anyone.
A line unnecessary enough when speaking to a secret agent that you half expect Bond to call her on it. He, however, is too busy being tortured by Waltz, dressed down by Ralph Fiennes, the new M, and put through his sharply staged and gorgeously shot action hero paces by the director. Familiar paces, how could they not be the 24th time, updated for different cities, different women, different tuxes.
You're a kite. Dancing in a hurricane, Mr. Bond.
All of which is diverting enough, but none of which has anything like the emotional resonance of the last Bond film, which this same director, writing team, and star managed to outfit with all sorts of feeling. That feeling made Skyfall feel more substantial than most Bond pictures, and set expectations perhaps unreasonably high for this installment, which is a perfectly entertaining mid-level Bond movie. Just one that's haunted by the specter of its predecessor. I'm Bob Mondello.